From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin addressed the Russian Federal Council on Wednesday. His annual address comes for the first time at the beginning of the year. He said he wanted to use the opportunity to kick off the planning for the next 12 months. We bring you his speech in its entirety in two sections, with the first section today.
Dear members of the Federation Council, Deputy of the State Duma, dear citizens of Russia, the address to the Federal Assembly is for the first time we do it in the beginning of the year. We need to start resolving large-scale economical, technological goals that we have as soon as possible. Its contents are reflected in the national projects. Its implementation demands new quality of the state management, the work of the government on all the levels, and direct dialogue with citizens. Today, our society has a demand for changes. People want development, and they go forward. They want to move forward in their professions, in their knowledge, in their well-being. They're ready to take responsibility for the specific job they do. And quite often, they know better what should be changed and how it should be changed, where they work, where they live, in the cities, in the villages, all over the country. The rate of the changes must be increased with each year, with the result that people can really feel and can really see, to provide a good quality of life with the active participation of our citizens. The destiny of Russia, its historical prospects, depends on how many people we will have in our country. I would like to start this part with the demographics. Depending on how many children will be born in Russian families in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, what will they be? What will they do for the improvement of the countries? And what values will be the foundation for them in their future life? There are almost 147 million people living in Russia now. But we are entering a very difficult demographic period at the moment. Its peculiarity is that due to the measures that we have taken starting from the mid-2000s, we managed to get some positive dynamics in demographics. And we even had the natural population growth at a certain period. So that's why we have more and more school students. But now the generation that were born in the 90s are starting to have families, and the birth rate is going down. That's the problem with the demographic period that the Russia is going through at the moment. Such a key thing is the fertility rate, so the number of births per woman in 2019 was, according to preliminary assessment, 1.5. Is it a lot or not enough? It is not a lot for our country. Yes, a lot of European countries have the same rates, but it's not enough for our country. Just to compare, 1.3, that's what we had in 1943, during the Great Patriotic War. And it was even worse in the 1990s. In 1999, for example, it was 1.16, just 1.16. It was even worse than during Great Patriotic War. The two kids families were something rare, and sometimes people have to renounce from having children. And of course, we are wary of the prospects, and we must face this challenge, not only to prevail from this demographic trap, but also to get the stable natural growth of the population of the country. In 2024, the rate, fertility rate, must be 1.7. Demographics is an area that has no universal or agency-based solution. Every step we make, every law we adopt, every state program must be evaluated, first of all, from the point of view of the higher national priority of keeping and multiplying the population of Russia. Building long-term policy of supporting the families, we must orient ourselves on the specific situation. We must deal with what difficulties a young family that has many children or doesn't have children yet. For example, a nursery matter. We allocated funds from the federal budget to help the regions before the end of 2021 to create 255,000 new places in the nurseries. But in 2018, 2019, instead of 90,000 places like this, only 78,000 were created. And the real of them are just 37,500 places in the nurseries. The education licenses, the other nurseries don't have the license, so they can't educate children. They can't take care of the children. So, dear heads of the regions, my dear colleagues, that's not the way to work. What are you doing? It means that we have created 77,700, and they are not even operational, completely operational. Half of them is not operational. And by 2021, we must have 177.3. So I urge you to do everything possible, even though it's already hard as it is. You must do it. You must fill this gap. We must work in all the directions to support the families, and there is some even more urgent problem that is direct threat to our demographic future. It's a low income of the substantial part of our citizens, of our families. According to different evaluations, about 70-80% of the low-income families are the families that have children, and you are well aware of that. Quite often, when even both parents have jobs, income of such families are pretty modest. So what we have already done, starting from January of this year, the families that have less than two subsistence wages are going to have payments for first and second children, and not up to 1.5 years of age, but up to 3 years of age of these children. The amount of this payment depends on the subsistency level and rate per kid in specific region. In average in country, it's more than 11,000 rubles. It depends on the region, of course. These are average figures. And with the support of the federal budget, there are payments for the third and subsequent children in 75 regions of the Federation. Now it includes all the regions of the Ural, Siberia, and the Far East. And it's a significant support for the families. And I've been thinking, and I think you also understand that, when a child turns 3, the payments stop. It means that the family right away can get into a difficult situation with income. That's how it happens now, and we cannot allow this, especially understanding well that before children go to school, a mother can't really combine working and taking care of the children. You are all well aware, having children, having great children. The kids are getting sick a lot, so mother can't go to work. So due to this, I suggest to foresee monthly payments for the kids from 3 to 7 years of age, including. Starting with the 1st of January 2020 of the current year. So, who is going to be affected by this measure, and how should it work? The payments will be received by the families whose income are not over one subsistency rate per person. So, these are families with very difficult situations. To get the payment, one should just apply for such payment and to state legal, official income. And this procedure must be facilitated and must be convenient and simple for the citizens, so they don't have to stand in lines and don't have any restrictions, or they can do it remotely via relevant state web portals. Each region of the Federation, as I've already mentioned, the income can vary. And the payments at the first stage will be half of the subsistency rate, 5,500, but that's not all. We must assess how the system works, and if we'll see that some families are not reaching the subsistency level, getting this 5,500, then we will do the next step, then we will make the next step. And starting from the next year, we will pay the full. In each region, it will depend on the region, we are going to pay full subsistence wage. It's 11,500 rubles. Once again, the figures are going to vary, but in average, it's going to be 11,000 per kid per month. To implement this measure, we are going to need serious resources to adjust the federal budget. So I am asking, requesting the parliament, the government, to do it as quick as possible. And the region, they should also do their part of work. What else should be done? And also, in a really short time, in the last year's address, I've mentioned to extend the practice of the social contracts, because it must become an individual program of improving life quality and income for each family in need. As part of this contract, the state is going to provide regular payments to help to retraining and to improve the qualification, help in finding job or starting a small business. By giving this full support to the people with low income, the society and the state could await something in return to resolve the problems, finding jobs or to be responsible and doing whatever is needed to be done. And the region started this mechanism already, but its efficiency is not high yet, and there is not a lot of impact on the resolving matter with the low-income families. So I would like to ask the government to take into consideration this experience and to adjust the principles of the social contract and to expand the support in the region so that by 2021 this mechanism started working in all the regions of the Federation. And I would like to draw your attention, and I'm speaking now to the heads of the regions, too. We're going to pay attention not just the number of the social contracts, but the resolution of the problem with the poverty. In 2006, when I made this address to the Federal Assembly, I said back in 2006, I remembered how I said it. So now let's talk about the main important thing. The main thing, love. And I suggested the maternity welfare program back then. Its main goal was to help the families that are making decision about having a second child. Now this program is working until 31st of December 2021. I know that quite often people are asking what the state is going to do after the 31st of December 2021. We are going to extend this program. At least until 31st of December 2026. Such step must be made. But today, that's not enough. Doing just this, we must support young people, those who start their families and dream about having children. And in this regard, I would like to suggest new additional solutions regarding the maternity welfare system that should come in force on the 1st of January 2020. Even having the first child, the family will have the right to get maternity payments in its full scope as of today. After the adjustment from the January 2020 is 466,617 rubles. This is the amount that the family was supposed to get after having a second child and subsequent children. This support will help the family to prepare for having a second child, but I think at the moment, at this time, that's not enough too. Facing the demographic challenges, it's not enough for the country. So we must do more. I suggest increasing the maternity welfare on 150,000 more, the right to get these payments. The right to get these additional funds for the maternity welfare the family will get when the second child is born. So the total amount of the maternity welfare for a family with two kids will be 616,617 rubles. And in the future, it's going to be adjusted annually. And with that, I think that if family has a child now, then after the birth of the second child, the maternity welfare must be given in new increased amount. As I've already mentioned, it's 616,617 rubles. I would like to add, we have already made the decision that after the third child is born, the state is going to pay 450,000 rubles of its mortgage. So in total, the family with three children will get the help from the state to resolve its domestic housing problems in the amount of more than 1 million rubles for a number of regions, cities, and even district centers. It's more than a half of the housing price and 6% mortgage rate for the families with three or more children. We have extended it for the whole period of the mortgage loan, and the families that used this option is now increased more than tenfold. And at the Far East, there is a special program for the young families, mortgage loan with 2% interest rate. So I would like to suggest to the heads of the regions to use it more actively, to families to use it more actively. I have already mentioned the payments for the kids from 3 to 7 years, but that's not all that we can and must do. Yes, when a child goes to school, parents, especially mothers, they have more time to get a job, to get additional income. But the expenses to prepare a child for school also increases, and the family has more to think about, to deal with, and the family must be supported at this period. So in this regard, I suggest to give free hot meals for all the elementary school students from the first until fourth grade. Of course, we had a lot of discussions regarding this, and we talked a lot about this, and my colleagues, by and large, some of them, it's not that they were against it, that they didn't want to support the children. They said it wasn't really fair that people with good income and with a little income, they are going to get the same help from the state. Yes, it does make sense, and that is true. But there is a different kind of logic in our society. Everyone must feel equal. The children and the parents that are humiliated by their situation as of today, they mustn't feel that they can even feed their children. So I think for our society, it's a very important thing. Yes, I'm hearing it a lot, that even in Soviet times, with its wide social support programs for its citizens, the state didn't support it as much. But we didn't have such gaps between different stratas of the population back then. So I think it's a justified step, justified measure. To organize free hot meals and healthy meals, I would like to underscore this, I think we should use three sources: federal, regional, and local. But it's not only about money. We must create in schools infrastructure. We must create infrastructure. We must equip canteens. We must build the supply routes, and we must get the quality products for the kids. Even back in Soviet times, it wasn't done, as I've already said. Of course, it's going to take time, but in those regions and schools that have that are technically ready, the free hot meals must be provided starting from the 1st of September 2020. And I would urge my colleagues from the region to start this program no later than 1st of September of 20 of the year 23. So in all the schools all over the country, the students must get free hot quality meals. And I would like to say in general the significance of all the measures that we are using is in creation in Russia a well-oiled and efficient system of the family support so that the income of our citizens, first of all, of those citizens who are raising children, were enough to have a good quality of life. I would like to reiterate what I've already said before. The steps that we've made in the previous years in the demographic area have already yielded results back then, in the past. That's why in Russia we have a large generation coming up. These are the kids that are going to kindergarten, going to school now at the moment. It's important so that they understood the value of a many children family, that family is happiness, is love, is the joy of paternity and maternity, that it's a link between generations, and taking care of the elders and of the children is something that unites people, give them the feel of protection, of safety, of security. And if upcoming generations are going to adopt this as something that is will become their basis in their adult lives, then we will resolve the historical task, because Russia then will be developed as a large and successful country. Dear colleagues, the support of the family and of the family values is something that we're doing for the future, for the generation that are going to live in the age of the large technical and societal changes, and so that they could become the part of this future and could use all their potential, we must come up with all the conditions for them, so that every child, wherever he or she lives, could get a good quality education. In the middle of this decade, the Russia is going about 19 million school children, which is almost 6 million more than in 2010. Some people think that you can influence the processes in demographics. So to allocate large funds to develop demographics doesn't make a lot of sense, but in practice we see the think that the support of the families measures are working and it's doing even better than we expect. It's great that schools have so many children now, but at the same time, this situation shouldn't affect the quality of their education. So I urge the regions and the government, keeping in mind the demographic and other factors, to calculate how many additional school places must be created and to implement necessary adjustments to the national education program. And we should be flexible in this, not just building new schools, but to use all the educational and other infrastructure to reach these goals. The possibility of the modern technology, we must use them to educate children. Almost all the schools in Russia have an internet connection, and 2021, they must be not just connected to the web, they must have a high-speed connection, which will allow them to start the digital transformation of the Russian schools that will provide access of students and teachers to the best teaching programs that will help them to uncover, reveal the potential of every child, and kids' hobby centers for children are being developed, and the same should be done for the art, for the music development, and other kind of art projects. More than 8 billion rubles is allocated to buy musical instruments for the children facilities, but this problem is bigger than that. About 1,000 facilities are becoming dilapidated or outdated and are not good enough to have classes. So I ask government to help the regions to bring them in good shape. And I would like to remind the regions that, after all, it's your responsibility. Next, the modern school means modern teacher. It's high status and high prestige. By the middle of this decade, the national system of the professional growth must be extended to more than half of the teachers of the country, and not only in the general education, but in the additional vocational education too. and the leaders of the class are closer to the children, and this everyday work with the children, raising the children, educating the children is huge responsibility. And it demands a special kind of preparation of such a form teacher, and there is special preparation in this regard. I think from the 1st of September, new additional payments must be implemented to the foreign teachers in the amount of no less than 5,000 rubles using the federal budget funds. We had a lot of discussions about that also, because it's the responsibility of the regions. People here are aware of this. But what is a form teacher? It is a mentor, and it's a federal function. Well, of course, I would like to draw your attention to that. Or the current payments for being a form teacher must remain. I would like to draw your attention to that, and I will really monitor the situation in practice on the ground. I have talked a lot about the salaries of the teachers, of the doctors, of the people in the public sector. From the executive orders of the May 2019 must be strictly followed, and I'm coming back to this topic not for nothing. If we don't monitor this issue, then a lot of people here are aware of this. They want to drop this subject, and you shouldn't do this. And we're talking about people who are working in the very important spheres in the life of the country, so their job must be compensated fairly. And we're going to have more graduates in the future years, and we must keep maintain the access for the higher education, which is equal for all. So I would like to increase the paid places in the colleges, and the regional colleges must get more of these federally paid places in the colleges. More state grants, especially in those areas that have deficit of the teachers, doctors, engineers. Of course, it's not about just numbers, but using businesses, using employers to develop universities and colleges in the region, including the strengthening of their curriculum, of their research infrastructure and social infrastructure, the system of constant preparation and retraining of the regional colleges, teachers, so that students were taught in up-to-date manner and could start the career in the regions. The job market is changing, new professions are appearing, and there are more and more demands to the profession that already exists, and modern school must react to these changes quickly. And after the second year of education, students must be able to choose a new program. It's not that easy to make this work, but that's something that we need to do. So the talented people started to become leaders in the national development. We started the project Russia, Country of Opportunities. More than 3.5 million people participated in its competitions and Olympiads, and this system will be developed further. Dear colleagues, last year, for the first time in history, the expected life expectancy was more than 73 years, which is 8 years more than in 2000. It's the result of social economic changes in the country, the development of the mass sport, and the promotion of the healthy lifestyle values. And of course, the whole system of the healthcare also did a lot of job for this. And the support for the maternity and for the children, for their health, also helped a lot. The child death rates is now at the historical minimum. This rate is even better than in some European countries. I am well aware that the society in a lot of developed countries is pretty critical regarding their healthcare systems, and you are well aware of this too. In every country, citizens criticize their health care, no matter how it looks from here, from even if it looks well-built and well-working from here. But what we have achieved in the healthcare shows that if we have certain goals, then we can get certain results too.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.